This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is pitching a $17.3 billion budget that avoids layoffs but relies on big property tax increases. Homeowners would see an estimated 4% increase in their city portion of their property bills as a result of the increase, the mayor's office told WBEZ. Johnson has to figure out how to close a $982 million budget gap and says the tax increase saves jobs. Without it, officials say they'd have to cut the city's workforce by 17%. Johnson's proposed budget would need city council approval. The new president of Chicago's school board has posted social media messages that a Jewish news organization describes as pro-Hamas and anti-Semitic since the start of the October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas on Israel. The news website Jewish Insider reports Reverend Mitchell Ikenna Johnson has shared posts from the Russian propaganda site RT and conspiracy theorist Jackson Hinkle. Johnson did not respond to Jewish Insider's request for comment. In other social media posts, Johnson said he's not anti-Semitic but anti-injustice. Johnson was sworn in as the head of the nation's fourth largest school district last week, as the CPS CEO has clashed with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson over budget issues. A new report claims Illinois' gun laws may be making communities less safe by criminalizing gun possession. Since 2011, Black and Latino people make up 97% of felony cases for gun possession in Cook County. And my colleague Michael Puente reports most of those cases come primarily from Chicago's South and West Sides. That's according to a report released Wednesday by the nonprofit Chicago Appleseed Center for Fair Courts. Here's reform advocate Catherine Crawford.
The vast majority of people charged with gun possession are not alleged to have used or pointed a gun. These young people carry guns not to shoot at someone, but to protect themselves or a family member.
The report shows state law makes it difficult for some to be able to legally obtain a gun license. And the White Sox have hired a new manager. According to media reports, the Southside Baseball Club has named Rangers associate manager Will Venable as their next manager. Venable played 9 seasons in the major leagues and was a former Cubs first base coach and special assistant to Cubs president Theo Epstein. The 42-year-old Venable will replace interim coach Grady Sizemore, who took over after Pedro Grifol was fired during the last season. His appointment will be officially announced after the World Series. Weather for the rest of today, very windy, warm, 80 degrees with some afternoon sun. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chances for showers and thunderstorms, pretty warm, low near 68. Tomorrow, cooler, cloudy with a chance of morning thunderstorms, highs in the upper 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.